America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Happy Thursday, everybody. Commanders and Steelers just a few days away, and it suddenly is again the marquee matchup in the NFL. Commanders have played in a couple of these now, like three or four weeks, really. Baltimore, Chicago, now Pittsburgh. These have been the marquee matchups across the league, and we got another good one on our hands this weekend, Anthony, but that's not the only thing on the show's docket today. We got an Olympic gold medalist in 25 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Trinity Rodman, Washington Spirit forward, is going to join us ahead of their matchup this weekend against Bay FC. The NWSL playoffs getting started, so Trin at 4:30. But other than that, we have our eyes on Ashburn and then ultimately on Landover. And Oh, no. Marshawn Lattimore missed practice again today.
It's not exciting news, man.
No, but it is what should have probably happened. Yeah. Hamstring injuries are particularly finicky. And if you did not know, Marshawn Lattimore has a hamstring injury. And I thought that it was not going to be as big of a deal, but I was wrong. Catherine Terrell did a good job of laying it out for us a bit yesterday, and some other folks have laid out some information, and then all of a sudden today it's like, oh nope, he's not practicing again. So it does look like Marshawn is unlikely to play. I just can't imagine, even if he gets on the field in a limited capacity tomorrow, I just can't imagine that they're going to put him out there with zero meaningful practice, because like Friday can be super specific with some stuff, but typically Friday practices are a lot shorter and the bulk of the work has already been done. You're kind of ramping down the week to make sure that you're fresh for Sunday. So I just can't imagine that they go through a Wednesday and a Thursday practice and all of the first and second down work, all of the third down work, and whether it's Friday's red zone or whatever other situational stuff they do, that you're just going to put them out there for that stuff and then say, all right, go play on Sunday. That feels short-sighted and risky, because hamstrings are kind of, if they're not 100%, they're pretty prone to re-injury. And so I kind of think that Marshawn Lattimore is probably not going to play on Sunday. And so that then gets us back to the status quo of, well, okay, what does that mean for now? It means no Igbinoghene in the slot. It means St. Juice outside on George Pickens a lot. It means St. Ursil, obviously, on the other snaps where he's outside. It means both those guys have to deal with Mike Williams in his first game as a Pittsburgh Steeler. And then I think the big question is, can you get Lattimore healthy for Thursday? Because remember, as much as so many of us have finally stopped looking ahead, because this Pittsburgh game has been looming all month through like the Carolina game and some of these other their outings. The Eagles game's on Thursday. It is a quick turnaround. And so bad time to get a guy who you're trying to get on the field to lose those extra 3 days for the hamstring. So we'll see is kind of the short version of it. The long version of it is, we're going to see when he gets on the field. That's about as much as we got right now. It's a hamstring. Not great. Joe Witt Jr. Was at the podium today and was asked a couple of questions, obviously, about Marshawn Lattimore and kind of the long term of it all. And first, like, what does Lattimore's impact have on the rest of the defense, starting with the pass rush?
Well, you know, let's not neglect what the guys that here have done. Okay, all right. I think, you know, the only thing that we haven't done is intercept the ball. Okay, I think we're fifth in pass defense. Those guys that have been covering. Okay, and the sacks that we've had, yes, they've, you know, we've won some up time, but some of them are coverage sacks. So let's not act like Juice and Mikey and Noah and Chen and those guys haven't been playing solid ball. All right, they have. So one guy's not going to come and just change all that. He's added to what we're doing. He's not going to make us be what we're going to be. He's added to the group, and we're excited to have him. But I'm not going to sit here and discard the guys that we have that I'm happy that we have. All right, so let's not do that.
I think that's a great answer from Joe Witt. One, I think it buys you a lot of validation in the locker room, and that matters a lot more than making whatever fan is yelling, Benjamin St. Juice sucks, in our YouTube comments. And there's a lot of you, if we're being honest. So one, that's important. Two, I think it's true. Like, I appreciate Joe because I think he's truthful. I think he gets it. There's certain things he's going to say maybe a little bit more with his chest or a little more revealing than others. He's a smart guy. But at the same time, like, this is a defense that has continually grown and gotten better and better and better as the year has gone on. And that is something that is a credit to them. You know, we talked earlier in the year about how what guys were coming into the year is not going to be what they are coming out of it. And guys like St. Juice are definitely an example of that. While he still has more room to grow, he's better now than he was in week one. You have guys like Sanders still obviously have grown tremendously, especially considering how much time he spent inside in camp and now he's playing outside. You know, Noah's been a good player. This is a former first round pick who got let go by the team that took him in Miami. And, you know, in over a couple of years of working with the Dan Quinn system, last year in Dallas and now with Joe and Dan here in DC, like, he's become a solid nickel player. Like, he's not amazing, but he's a good football player. Quan has played his best football this year. Chin, you know, think about what he was week one, week two, where, yeah, he was put in some tough spots, but he also definitely missed some stuff. And now, like, that dude is playing lights out. Best game was his last one. So if you can continue to grow that, like, that's obviously really good. I think we've seen the pass rush continually get better. You know, Bobby and Frankie have kind of been consistent all year long. That's kind of who they are. But overall, this is a defense that has continued to grow and meld. That said, there's a reason they added Marshawn Lattimore. So what's the trickle-down effect of bringing in someone who is as good as Marshawn Lattimore?
How it affects other players. Like I tell you each week, we're going to play the guys that gives us the best chance to win. So I'm not worried about a trickle down effect there. We put people in position each week. Let's say Marshawn's not here, it would be the same way. So from that standpoint, the style that we want to play an aggressive style of ball, and that's what he is. And I just like the mentality that he plays with, what he brings to the room from a mindset of, I'm going to get after you. I'm going to get up and challenge you. If you beat me, all right, you're going to have to beat me again. He's never going to, you know, back off. That's what I really like, and I think that's what will add to that room, where we do have some young players that haven't necessarily been in some of those tar battles. He's battle-tested against really good players.
He is. He's played in playoff games. He just brings an institutional knowledge of the league to that room that was missing, even if Joe can say all he wants that he likes the guys there, and he does. But he said it at the end. This is a different caliber of guy. This is a guy with different experiences than everyone else in that room. And that is invaluable as they move towards a place that they all want to get to and that he, as in Marshawn Lattimore, has been. Of course, the Commanders weren't the only team in this Steelers-Commanders matchup that made some moves this week. So that, oh, that's right, the Steelers. There's only one other team. Got that. Cool. Got it. So they're also coming off a bye week, which is... a pretty big advantage. They can make some tweaks. They can do some stuff. They obviously had a chance to think about these moves before they made them and probably had a plan to implement some guys without having to worry about a game. So what's the week of planning like for Joe Witt?
Well, you know, and them coming off a bye, so they're going to be some unscouted looks because, you know, they did some self-scout stuff. And you always, when you come off a bye, you have some new wrinkles. He gives them somebody opposite 14, you know, that can go vertically up the field. And so now, boom, it's shots on both sides for Russell. And what does Russell do best? He throws the deep ball really, really well. He's done that for a long time. Just throw the ball outside the numbers, and now they can put guys, they can go 12 personnel and put guys outside, block it up, and give them shot opportunities on both sides where there's 50-50 balls. And that is a problem.
It is, because that is kind of their offense. As we talked through it this morning on Take Command, Logan kind of gave his scouting report. That's out now, by the way, if you would like to check it out after this show, because you're going to keep listening to us right now. But his Logan talked about, he's like, look, man, their pass offense is a lot of these 50-50 balls. Their rush offense, they'll run it. They're not actually the most efficient running team. Najee Harris is playing really good football the last 3 weeks. He's had the best stretch of his career from a production standpoint. So some things are starting to come together. We'll talk about that more with Andrew Filippone at 5 o'clock from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. But this is a Pittsburgh pass offense that is not dink dunk, run after catch. We're going to zing you here and then hit a deep dig and we got comeback. No, it is, hey, Russ, check it out there, baby. And if you can intercept a couple of those balls, like, that is a game changer. But Pickens is fantastic, and Mike Williams is fantastic. And, you know, St. Juice has gotten mossed a couple times, obviously, in his career in this season. He's been better this season overall, but we'll see. But that is something where you got to be able to get pressure, and you can kind of deny one of those if you can send safety help over the top. It makes it a lot easier. Russ can't just put a bunch of air under it and throw it out there because the safety is going to come over and pick it off. Well, if you have it on both sides of the field, that becomes a little harder to do in terms of dedicating one side or the other, because you're always basically guaranteeing either a light box because there's two high safeties to cover, or a one-on-one matchup on one side of the field that Russ can then pick which one based off of where the safety is shaded. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And when we get back, you'll hear from the other coordinator. Cliff Kingsbury also spoke today about whether or not TJ Watt is keeping him up at night and the other challenges presented by this top-ranked Steelers defense. That's next on the Team 980.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.